When I was in fourth grade, the teacher wanted each of us to do a drawing, and she wanted us to spend some time on it. And so I was thinking about, what would I draw? And I remembered this Field and Stream, which my father subscribed to, it that we recently got, and I had been impressed with the cover, which had this hunting dog that was moving through tall grass, because there was a pheasant on the other side of where the stand of tall grass was. There was a pheasant, so he was alerting and pointing to this pheasant, the dog. And so because I remembered this so well, I thought, well, that's what I'll draw. So I did a drawing of it, and the teacher was very surprised because she thought it was, you know, a very detailed and well-done drawing for someone in fourth grade. And so she called up my parents and asked them to come in for an interview. And she told them that I think your daughter has unusual artistic talent and that you should find art lessons for her somewhere, you know, outside of school. And at the time we were living in Fort Dodge, Iowa, which had a small art center. And so they had me take lessons there, which I never thought actually were very helpful, because they were sort of art gimmick kind of things. You know, like the one where you have different colors and then you put dark over it and you can scrape through and make it look like fireworks.
Or the kind of classes that you'd sign up on the back of a matchbook or something like that.
And so none of those classes were actually that helpful, but my parents moved a lot, so ultimately they moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. And so when I was in Milwaukee, best art teacher I ever had was a guy who, when I was in junior high, taught after-school lessons to students who signed up and paid something or other to take them. I don't remember how much we paid. Not very much. But it was incredible, because he had a straw for models, he set up still lives, and he really treated us, of all the art teachers that I've ever had, he treated us all like we were serious artists, even though we were kids in junior high. He didn't treat us like, you know, this is a kid's thing. And so his name was Mr. Nowicki. And I've remembered him all my life because I thought, oh, it's so incredible the things he taught us at that age. And then later on, when I was in high school, and I was only 2 years in high school in Milwaukee before we moved, but those 2 years, high school students could take lessons at the Milwaukee Art Institute, and they had nude models, but they let us go. I'm sort of surprised they let kids in high school go to draw nude models.
Can't get away with that today, huh?
But so that was a very good experience, too.
Mm-hmm. And then majoring in art in college, where'd you go to school?
I went to Drake University, and that happened because when I moved from the Milwaukee suburb, Whitefish Bay, we moved to Iowa because my grandfather had died and my father wanted to be near his mother. So we moved to a town in Iowa that had 396 people or something like that. Some number of under 400 people in the whole town.
And what year was this, so we get a sense of the era?
I had finished my freshman and sophomore year of high school in the Milwaukee suburb. So it was my junior year of high school. And I went to this consolidated school that included a bunch of farming areas surrounding this.
In the 40s, was this?
I suppose. I was born in 1935, and so I must have been about, what, 15?
So this is early 50s,
45, then. 50, yeah, I guess.
1950.
Yeah, about 1950. And at the end of my junior year, I realized that this small school had only two courses the following year that I could take as a senior. There was nothing else left. Because when I lived in Milwaukee, if you got good grades, you could take an extra course instead of having study hall. So I always took extra courses. And I also got extra credits because I played the French horn in both the band and the orchestra. And you got half credits for those. So I had all these extra credits already. And so here I was, and the only two things they had that I could take was typing and business math. And I'd had algebra and geometry and, you know. So I thought, I can't stay here for a year and go to school and take just business math and typing. And only two different colleges came to that small town to recruit students for college. And so both of them, I asked them, you know, I said, would you be willing to let me come to college next year? And they both said, yeah, well, if you pass the test, we'll let you come to college. So, but the one of them didn't, you couldn't major in art, which is what I wanted to do. And the other one was Drake University in Des Moines, and it was the only one that visited where you could major in art. So I said, well, and I had talked to my parents. I even wanted to go to school out in California or something. And they said, oh, you're too young. You can't go that far. So I went to Drake University and majored in art.